This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I've got my buddy Colin Morgan on our show today. He's a former professional golfer turned successful entrepreneur. He's the owner with his father, Paul, of the Plan to Profit Group. Colin, thanks for joining us today.
Derek, super excited I'm here. Thank you so much for having me on.
Man, I love it. You were kind enough and gracious enough to have me on your podcast a few months back. It was a delight to talk to you. You're killing it in your space, man. And so, of course, I wanted to, and I was lucky enough for you to say yes to be on. So, hey, I want to hear about a little bit about your entrepreneurial journey. A lot of our guests kind of start and let us get to know you better. Take us back several years and just kind of share some highlights of your life so we can get a better understanding of who you are and then how you got to where you are today.
Absolutely. So I think it's important to understand that even when I was growing up, I never had the intention of being an entrepreneur. Although my father's an entrepreneur, my brother and sister are both entrepreneurs. I come from a family of entrepreneurs. That wasn't really my intention. I was more of an athlete. And that was my main focus. After high school, I got a full scholarship to the University of Central Oklahoma, where I was there for 2 years. And then I left. Upon me leaving, I decided to pursue my goal of being a professional golfer. And that's what I did for about 3 years. I traveled around North America. I did my best in order to make the PGA Tour, but it didn't work out for me. And I had to come to a realization that, you know, I'm not going to be a professional golfer. I need to do something else. And it was a couple of years of transition there, because I'm sure, Derek, like for my whole life, I'd always wanted to be a golfer. I had no other vision in mind. So being able to take my mindset of being an athlete and my work ethic and translating that over into something else was difficult. I was depressed. I didn't know what to do. I did a lot of different things. I tried, you know, 3 different businesses that all failed. And we can kind of talk about that a little bit more. But from those failures, it led me to a big aha moment, which kind of got me to where I am right now. I was lucky enough to partner up with my father, Paul, here at Plan to Profit. And since then, we've been doing some amazing things. I've recently started a 5-day-a-week podcast called the Daily Grind Podcast, which I'm super excited about. And I've just been able to help lots of people who are like the ones listening on this podcast, who have an idea or who are in business looking to take that next step. We've been able to help so many people, and it's just been a really exciting journey.
Man, thanks for sharing that. I've got to ask, you said you went to Oklahoma State?
Central Oklahoma.
Central Oklahoma. I don't hear an Oklahoma accent, so you've got to tell us where you're from.
I am from Niagara, Canada, so I'm a Canadian going to school in Oklahoma, and it was funny because I always got made fun of my accent when I was in Oklahoma, and then I would come home for Christmas break, and I would get made fun of from my Canadian friends about my Oklahoma accent, so it was a lose-lose awesome. Situation for years.
That's great, and both places would probably really make fun of the accent from the other place, too, don't they?
Oh, I mean, it's one extreme to the other. It's a twang, and it's crazy.
I love it.